When I was a kid, I would never have thought that our phone would be a health hazard. Sure, I would get cauliflower ear from holding it in place for the long conversations with my friends, but a real health hazard? No way. Welcome to today's Families Matter message on 1420 KJCK and 107.9 FM. I'm Debbie Andrus, Family and Consumer Sciences Agent with Gary County K-State Research and Extension. The Pew Research Center reports that 97% of Americans own a cell phone of some kind, and 85% of Americans own a smartphone. Although great tools for communicating and gaming, they are also a serious threat to our safety. Along with all the activities that summer puts on our plate, your cell phone is likely close by, if not in your hand. But there are risks in doing so. These situations make us more vulnerable to public settings, crossing busy streets, or negotiating traffic. As pedestrians, it is important to know what is going on around us, and our phones can be a life-threatening distraction. In 2019, reports shared by the National Safety Council showed that an estimated 7,668 pedestrians died in traffic and non-traffic incidents, with 6,205 of those killed in traumatic crashes on public roads. Pedestrians from every age group are vulnerable to the risks of a traffic fatality, and the odds become extremely high when crossing traffic while using your phone. Distracted walking incidents have increased alongside the increased use of cell phones. When you are walking and talking on your phone, you can't effectively concentrate on your surroundings. The solution to this challenge is simple. Stop using your phone while walking, and not just in crosswalks and intersections. Over half of the distracted walking injuries occur in homes. Whether out and about or trekking through your house, stay safe and put your phone down until you can stop activities to use your phone. This has been Families Matter on 107.9 FM and 1420 KJCK. I'm Debbie Andrus, wishing you and your family the best life has to offer.